time in the temple, upsetting the chief priests and the teachers of the law. But each evening he goes to the Mount of Olives, where he prays to his Father. The next day, day five, is today, Maundy Thursday, the day of the Last Supper, the last meal that he has with his disciples. It is the evening when Jesus celebrates the Passover with his disciples, and then he goes again to the Mount of Olives to pray to his Father. Day six is Good Friday. Before dawn, let's say 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, Jesus is still on the Mount of Olives and he's arrested. He's immediately taken to the chief priests and the Pharisees, and then he's taken to Pilate, who passes him on to Herod. Who sends him back to Pilate? Pilate now wants to release Jesus, but the Pharisees and chief priests tell Pilate that Jesus must be crucified. All this has taken less than 6 hours, because at 12 noon on Good Friday, Jesus dies on the cross. Going back to Palm Sunday, that's 5 days before the Passover, Jesus made his triumphant entry into Jerusalem. That Sunday, coincidentally, is also the day about 1,500 years earlier when the Israelites were commanded to bring a lamb without blemish into their homes in preparation for when the blood of this sacrificial lamb was to be painted on the doors of every Jewish home, thus saving Israel when the angel of death passed over them. The crowds missed the full significance of the two circumstances that were unfolding in front of them. Jesus, riding on a donkey, was fulfilling Zechariah's prophecy. Chapter 9, verse 9. Your king comes to you gentle and riding on a donkey. And they have completely missed it that Jesus is the sacrificial lamb who will give his blood and who will save the whole world. The lamb at the Passover purely saved Israel. Jesus is a sacrificial lamb who saves the whole world. As John the Baptist had proclaimed, "Behold the Lamb of God who will take away the sins of the world." Let's look at this evening's reading, Luke 23. Pilate has declared that neither he nor Herod could find fault with Jesus, and states that he will therefore have him punished and then released. Let's start by taking a look at verse 18 and 19. But the whole crowd shouted, "Away with this man, release Barabbas." Barabbas, who had been thrown into prison for insurrection in the city and for murder. Do you know the word Barabbas? It's derived from Jewish Palestinian Aramaic and translates to a son of a father. Bar, meaning a son, and Abba, father. So we have a son of a father. It may also mean the son of a teacher. But this name creates a dramatic irony in that the crowd choose to release an earthly son of a father over Jesus, the true son of the Father. The next few verses show us also the vulnerability of Pilate when trying to placate an angry crowd. Wanting to release Jesus, Pilate appealed to them again, but they kept shouting, "Crucify him, crucify him." For the third time he spoke to them, "Why? What crime has this man committed? I have found no grounds for the death penalty, Therefore, I will have him punished and then released. Pilate is not happy. He doesn't know which way to turn. He has concluded multiple times that Jesus is innocent of any capital offence. He can find no reason why Jesus should be put to death. Even under Roman law, a person had to have committed a serious capital crime to receive such a punishment. As we know, Barabbas had done such a crime. But then Pilate therefore says that he will punish Jesus and then have him released. In verse 23, but with loud shouts they insistently demanded that he be crucified, and their shouts prevailed. So Pilate decided to grant their demand. He released the man who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and murder, the one they had asked for, and surrendered Jesus to their will. The shift has come from a welcoming crowd on Palm Sunday to one shouting, "Crucify him." This reflects the intense influence that the religious leaders have over the gathered assembly. And despite having power to release Jesus and fearing a riot, Pilate, the Roman governor of the region, chooses political expediency over justice. He releases Barabbas and hands Jesus over to the guards. Jesus, the sacrificial lamb who will save the world, is led away to be crucified. Let's just think what's happened. Jesus enters Jerusalem knowing that here is where he will be put to death. He sits down to have his meal with his disciples, knowing that one of them will betray him. He does not resist when the soldiers and chief priests take him prisoner in the dead of night. He stands before the chief priests, Pilate and Herod, and says nothing to defend himself. He is mocked, flogged, and finally crucified. And what has he done to protect himself? Nothing. Who is this person? He's Jesus, the Son of God, who gave his life for us so that all our sins might be forgiven. And he rose again so that we might have eternal life. Amen.